Say it's a joy to be here this morning. I really do. I appreciate the songs and the youth, and I appreciate just being here this morning. It done my heart good. It really did. I've got several verses of scripture to read, and I don't know. I desire your prayers this morning. I really do. I don't normally come too many places by myself. I don't reckon my wife and kids normally come with me, but we had a baptizing at the church, and she wanted to be there, and I just appreciate the day. I really do. It done my heart good. I was able, on the way up here, I was able to watch it, just watch the baptizing, and I don't know, some of y'all may know little Xavier there at Stoner's, and I'm going to tell you what, it done my heart good to see him go down, and I'm going to tell you what, he got saved in his bedroom on a Wednesday night. He didn't get saved in the church house, but he couldn't wait to tell it this morning. I believe he told it at the ordination we had for Brother Clint. He asked Brother Stephen, could he tell the church what the Lord done for him? And I'm going to tell you what, you get changed this morning, and there'll be a difference in you. You'll want to share what the Lord's done for you this morning. And I counted your children up here. You got something to be happy about and go on about. I counted about, I believe, the ones that were up here. I know there's several that were back there, and several little ones that weren't able to come up. But just the ones that were up here, you had about 10 of them, 10 to 12, that their day ain't came yet. It hadn't, but I'm thankful today that my God, he's not, his ear's never too heavy nor his arm too short this evening, and to save their soul. And I appreciate what Brother Randy said about them, the Lord using them. And I believe today, and you bear with us, I'll get to the message here in a minute. Be honest with you, I about bubbled over there sitting on the bench, and trying to go from that to get behind here it's a little different. And I'm going to be honest with you, it is. There's a time where I can just get up off the bench and testify, and then there's time that I got to get up behind the book board, and it scares me this morning. It does. But I want to be able to be willing to do the work that the Lord called us into this morning. And I don't want to do nothing more and nothing less, but I want to say the words and do the things that the Lord would have us to do this morning. But I appreciate it. I really do. But if you got your Bibles and you want to read with us this morning, and we're going to read some very, very familiar scripture, and you just bear with us this morning. What I have to read is not, it's very common and, in different times, and, I guess in different occasions, there's, maybe things that people like to read. And, I don't know this morning. I don't come this way, with anything really planned out. I try to, study throughout the week, and, as we all do, and just try to read and depend upon the Lord to show us and reveal us some things that, that can help us along life's journey. But I don't know this morning. I stood last Sunday morning, and, felt like we, felt like we preached all that we had. I'm gonna be honest with you. And, we didn't have a thought upon our heart. And, Brother Randy asked us to come this way, and the first, thing when I seen him, come across my phone, this is what come to my heart. And I don't know this morning. We'll just read it and leave it in your hearing. And, hope, and, it is my desire this morning that, you might search your heart. And today it would be a good day. It really would, to come to know the Lord. And, I'm going to be honest with you this morning. There's always room for us all to, maybe move closer, but thought about this morning, and I know I'm rambling, but you bear with me for just a minute. But I thought about this morning that I want to be able, as they said, maybe back during our revival, that Charlotte and June sing a song about working the road this morning, and I just want to work the road for the ones behind us. I don't want to be the cause that somebody stumbles or falls by the wayside. I don't want that on me, but I want to just be able to be found doing what the Lord would have us do this morning. But you got your Bibles this morning. We're going to read in Luke chapter 2, and we're going to read in several places. We're going to do more reading than what we normally do, but that'll be all right. A lot of it's very, very familiar scripture, but in Luke chapter 2, the first verse, and it says, "And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth in Judea unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And it says, and she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were so afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And skip it on down to the 25th verse, and we'll read down to the 35th verse, and we'll then flip over to Matthew 27. But in the 25th verse here, in the second chapter of Luke, it says, And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and the same man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Ghost was upon him. And it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord Christ. And he came by the Spirit into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for after the custom of the law, then took he him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace according to thy word. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, a light to lighten the Gentiles and the glory of thy people Israel. And Joseph and his mother marveled at those things which were spoken of him. And Simeon blessed them and said unto Mary, his mother, behold, this child is set for the fall and rising again of many in Israel, and for a sign which shall be spoken against. Yes, sword shall pierce through thine own soul also, that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed. And in Matthew 27, just give me just a second. I'll get over there. And the 45th verse through the 54th verse. And this morning, I did write down the scriptures that were on my heart. I don't want you to think that I'm using anything other than that. But this is what the Lord gave us this morning, so you just bear with us. But it says, And now from the sixth hour there was darkness over all the land unto the ninth hour. And about the ninth hour, Jesus Jesus cried with a loud voice, saying, "Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani," that is to say, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?" Some of them that stood there, when they heard that, said, "This man calleth for Elias." And straightway one of them ran and took a sponge and filled it with vinegar and put it on a reed and gave him to drink. And the rest said, let us see whether Elias will come to save him." And Jesus, when he cried again with a loud voice, yielded up the ghost. And behold, the veil of the temple was rent in twain, from the top to the bottom, and the earth did quake, and the rocks rent, and the graves were opened, and many bodies of the saints which slept arose and came out of the graves after his resurrection, and went into the holy city, and appeared unto many. And now when the centurion and they that were with him watching Jesus saw the earthquake and those things that were done, they feared greatly, saying, "Truly, this was the Son of God." And we'll probably read the entire chapter of 28 right here, and in Matthew, and then we'll try to give you our thought. But in chapter 28, it says, "And in the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn towards the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Marys, and to see the sepulchre, and behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. His countenance was like lightning, and his raiment white as snow, and for fear of him, the keepers did shake and became as dead men. And the angel answered and said unto the woman, 'Fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said. Come see the place where the Lord lay, and go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. And behold, he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall ye see him. Lo, I have told you." And they departed quickly from the sepulchre, and with fear and great joy, and did run to bring his disciples word. And as they went to tell his disciples, behold, Jesus met them, saying, "All hail." And they came and held him by the feet and worshipped him. Then said Jesus unto them, "Be not afraid. Go tell my brethren that they go into Galilee, and there shall they see me." And now when they were going, behold, some of the watch came into the city and shewed unto the chief priest all the things that were done. And when they were assembled with the elders and had taken counsel, they gave large money unto the soldiers, saying, "Say ye his disciples, come by night and stole him away while we slept. And if this come to the governor's ear, we will persuade him and secure you." So they took the money and did as they were taught. And this saying is commonly reported among the Jews until this day. Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee, into a mountain where Jesus had appointed them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, "All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. And that is all we feel like reading this morning. And I know that there is a lot more in these scriptures than we even have time to bring out this morning. I know that. I realize and know this morning, and you may say, well, why'd you read all of them then? But I don't know this morning. You'll have to ask the Lord. Maybe He can show you this morning what He showed me this morning. But if I had a thought that was upon my heart, the closest thing that I have this morning is just this one ingredient. That's all that's on my heart. That's the thought that's on my heart, is one ingredient this morning. And I know it's strange, it is, but this morning, but I read to you the birth of Jesus, the death and the resurrection this morning, and that's all well and good. And I'm thankful today for that, for the birth and that and the death and the resurrection this morning. But I'm going to be honest with you today. I am thankful for that because of one ingredient, Jesus Christ, this morning. And that's what's on our heart. And I know I desire your prayers this morning that we can give you what the Lord showed us today. And I thought about this thought come by our way. We thought about it during revival, and we didn't ever say nothing on it, I'll be honest with you, this morning. But it left us this morning, and it come by last night. This morning, I believe one night someone was testifying or preaching about going in the cupboard, and the cupboard being full, not ever having to worry about eating, not ever having to worry about something to drink. And I am thankful for that today, naturally speaking. I am. I'm thankful the Lord's blessed me enough where I've not really ever had to hunger. I've not really ever had to thirst this morning. And I'll be honest with you today. I know there's some that have, but I'm thankful today that that the Lord's still able to help them like He is me this morning. But I thought about this today, about one ingredient, and I thought about the whole time up this way as we were listening to the baptizing and just trying to think and get our mind and heart settled this morning upon the Lord. I thought about this, that the world has a lot to offer this morning. You can go to your cupboard and you can follow the ingredients and go to the store this morning. If you want to bake a cake, there's certain ingredients that it takes to bake a cake, and there's certain ingredients that you're going to have, and there's going to be more than just one ingredient that it takes to make the cake this morning. There is this morning, and I know today that when I talk about this, you may sit there and think, well, there was the law that brought us unto this, and I'll agree with you today. The law was a type and shadow, as it said in Hebrew chapter 10, that it was a type and shadow of the things to come this morning. But I'm gonna tell you this, without the Lord and thy salvation, this morning you have nothing today. The law was well and good, but it couldn't save you. It could only get you over for a year, but you would have to come another time to try to get what you had done cleansed and tried to get them forgiven this morning. But I'm going to tell you what, Jesus Christ came into this world and preached and teached and taught. I believe the scripture reports it I believe it's in the 12th chapter of Luke, if I'm not mistaken, if I'm not mistaken in the study, and if I'm right, it may not be in the 12th chapter. I'll find it here in a minute. But I believe it says that the Lord was there in the temple at 12 years old this morning, and it said that should I not be up about my Father's business this morning. And I'm going to tell you what, today, when Jesus died upon the cross this morning, he said, "It is finished." In one of the writings this morning, what was finished this morning? The work and that of the Father. This morning, there was nothing more to come. There was nothing more to do. He had came and done what he needed to do, and that me and you might be able to have life and have it more abundantly this morning. And I know and realize that I read to you there, after his death came the resurrection. This morning, I'm going to tell you what, today, without the death didn't really mean too much without the resurrection. This morning, and I know it may be strange, and it ain't Easter, and it ain't Christmas this morning, but that'll be all right too. This morning, I'm thankful that I don't have to wait on some certain holiday that we as Americans try to celebrate this morning to be able to feel the presence of the Lord. This morning, I'm going to tell you what, we've lived to a day and time today where we've put all the importance on the things of the world and the ingredients that they have to offer this morning. But if we would realize that the Lord gave us the only ingredient that we need, and that's Jesus Christ and the salvation that he bring, that he brought for us. This morning, I'm going to say this. There's a song down there that Earl sings, and it says, "A gift is not a gift until it's received." This morning, and I'm thankful for that. But I'm going to be honest with you today. That's the truth. We talk about the free gift of salvation this morning, but it ain't a gift unto you until you receive it. This morning, it ain't. And I'm going to say this. There ain't no man that can give you what the Lord can give you. I'm going to tell you what. I appreciate being here. I really do. This morning, and I'm trying to get there. If you just pray for just a minute. This morning, I really am. I'd love to preach to you and give you what the Lord's given us. This morning, about the one ingredient that he showed me. I'm going to be honest with you. When he showed it to me and I got home, he showed it to me at church. And after that, we went home this morning. And I looked in the cupboard and I thought, boy, I got a lot in there. But it seems like every time I go to it, I say, boy, I ain't got nothing to eat. You know why? Because I don't want to fix it this morning. I don't want to take the time to fix it. It's more convenient for me to go out and let somebody else fix it this morning, while the stuff in the cupboard just perishes. This morning, it just sits there to waste. This morning, I'm going to tell you what. This morning, be careful when the Lord's calling you this morning unto a work. This morning, don't let it perish. This morning, don't let it fall by the wayside this morning. But if the Lord's called you, it don't matter what it is. If the Lord's called you unto a work, if the Lord's called you unto salvation, and he's dealing with your heart this morning, don't let him pass you by this morning. Really don't this morning, because I'm thankful today. I sing and I try to listen to your a lot of services throughout the day and throughout the week there at work when I get the chance. And I appreciate what technology has brought us. I really do today. But I'm going to say this. In a lot of ways, it's crippled us. Even as Christians today, we'll sit here and say, well, I can watch it on the phone. I don't need to go to the house of the Lord this morning. And I know there's times that we can't make it out. I really do. And for that, I'm thankful for technology. I am. But there's nothing like feeling the Spirit of the Lord. Let me know what I got is real. This morning, the one ingredient does more for me than the 20 ingredients that the world might have to offer. This morning, I'm going to say this today. And I don't mean any disrespect, but there's a lot of bakers where I'm at and where I'm a member at. If you ain't careful, they'll fatten you up real quick. quick. This morning they will, naturally speaking. They can cook. They can, but you know when you ask them for the ingredients of it, you know what they tell you? Well, it was just a little of this and a little of that. They don't measure it out in cups like a lot of people do. But I'm going to tell you what today. I'm thankful that the Lord over time has showed me a little of this and a little of that. But there's one thing that He done, and He done it right. And that saved my soul. This morning I ain't got to go back every year. I ain't under the law. This morning Stephen preached, and I heard him this morning, and I ain't going to preach another man's message. But he said, I ain't under the Mosaic law anymore. I ain't this morning, but I'm under the law of liberty. This morning I am. You know what that lets me do? That lets me freely worship the Lord this morning in spirit and in truth with the one ingredient that I got. Can I tell you this? This morning you'll never get anything else until you get salvation. This morning you can read this book through and through, and you can try to disprove whoever you want to. But I'm going to tell you what you won't disprove, and that's the salvation of the Lord. This morning He didn't bleed and die on the cross to send salvation by some man. This morning He really didn't. But He sent it through His Son. This morning, who I read to you, died and rose again upon the third day. This morning, and I'm going to say this today. We got a lot of people thinking today that just because that they felt better when they got up from the altar, that they got salvation today. But I'm going to be honest with you. Unless a change came in your life and you had a change of raiment this morning, and He put on a new clothes, then you do not have the one ingredient that will sustain life. This morning you don't. You bear with us for just a minute. This morning I appreciate the Lord. I do. This morning, but I'm going to say this. The one ingredient, and I know what maybe some of you are thinking. Well, the Lord's shown me stuff from time to time, and He has me this morning. But I'm going to say this. He didn't have to add to or take away this morning. When I got born again, He didn't. He didn't come back later on and say, son, well, I gave you too much. Are you too thick? This morning, I'm going to say this today. And I don't know too much about bacon. I don't get to in the kitchen too much this morning. But I do know that if you don't follow the directions to a jot and a tittle, somebody will notice the difference this morning. And I'm going to say that's the same way with salvation today. If you don't follow the steps that the Lord's telling you this morning, and it ain't in the Roman roads, and it ain't signing a card this morning, but He's telling you wherever He's dealing with you at, He's telling you to get out from among the world and get you a separated people. You want to be changed? They want to see a change in you? This morning you get a part of that one ingredient of salvation this morning. This morning it ain't no two-step process. This morning it ain't no AA meetings or nothing like that. You can throw that by the wayside, because when the Lord gets inside of you this morning, that's the best AA you'll ever go to. You won't have to go back again. This morning you won't have to tell everybody in the room your problems, but you tell them to the Lord this morning, and that'll be good enough. This morning I'm going to say this today. We as Christians think this morning that none of us have problems, and if somebody has problems, well then they must just be living in the world. But I'm going to tell you today, there ain't nobody exempt from problems and that of the world. Today there ain't nobody exempt from sin. Today you let sin get in your life and it'll take you further than what you want to go this morning. But I'm going to tell you what, if you've been born again this morning, you just come tell the Lord, Lord, I've sinned against you and I want to get closer with you. If you ain't ever been born again, tell the Lord, Lord, I want to be saved. But let me tell you this, you can't just get it anytime you want to. This morning there ain't no special prayer that you have to pray. The night that I got born again, I don't know if I ever said anything, to be honest with you. But all I know is I was broken. I cried until I felt a change down on the inside this morning. Yeah, I did. But the one ingredient that we're missing in life is salvation. The one ingredient that the world's missing is the Lord. This morning I am. I'm being honest with you today. There's been a lot today that felt like that they could just make it on their own today. But I guess because we live in the world that we live in, seems like everything ought to be accepted. Seems like everything ought to be all right. I'll take the Bible and form it to my life, and it'll be okay today. Yeah, you will, and you'll be you'll bust hell wide open today. You will. That's just the simple fact of it. This Bible don't just fit anyone's life today, but it fits the ones that's been born again today. You find somebody out there in the world and start to read them scriptures, and they'll say, well, I can do this because of this. They've done took their Bible, took the Bible and started getting bits and pieces of it to where it'll fit in their life today. But I'm going to tell you what, this book was written from the beginning to the end, and there ain't nothing supposed to be taken out of it nor added to today. I'm going to be honest with you, and I know maybe from the translation and that from the different languages of Greek and Hebrew, maybe some things might have got lost here and there, but I believe this is the closest thing to the truth that we have, and I know today, and I'm thankful for it this morning. But I'm going to tell you this today, that the Lord is from the beginning to the end. Is He not? I believe in Genesis chapter 1, it says, in the beginning, the Word God created the heaven and the earth this morning. And I'm going to tell you what. What was that one ingredient? You tell me who was walking with Adam and Eve in the cool of the day. You tell me who was there on the burning bush with Moses, who told Moses to take off his shoes for he was on holy ground. Who was it today? It was none other than what we have today. It was a shadow of things to come. I'm going to tell you what, today we have what was coming. Today we do. Yeah, we do. And I'm thankful today. In the end of Revelation chapter 22, verse 21, it says, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. A-L-L. That don't leave anybody out today. It don't. The Lord is wanting and willing to save those that'll come today. You say, well, we ain't seen the benches full. We ain't seen the altars full. And I'm going to tell you what, it ain't our fault. Today the church is doing what she needs to do. But I'm going to say this today. We've built so much pride up and let everybody know that everything's all right. You'll be okay. You just get it when you want to. You live how you want to. But I'm here to tell you today, that will not work this morning. It won't. No, it won't. I'm going to tell you what. We didn't have any saved in our revival. You say, well, then why do you even have revival? Well, to plant some seeds today. To let them know the one ingredient that they're missing today. You've had a lot of young ones today that wanted to run up and down the stairs behind it, and that's good. I'm glad they're here. That doesn't bother me one bit. I'm going to be honest with you, huh? And if it bothers you, you might want to search your heart today, huh? Because without them, the church will perish today. Yeah, it will. Mountain View, as you know it, if you do not have youth to raise them up in, so nourish them. I'm telling you, today, last week, I preached, and there was some girl that got baptized right after we got done preaching this morning. And I thought about while we were, while she was getting baptized, the whole church was on board. They come around, as we all do, give them a right hand of church fellowship. But you know what we do after that? We might charge them, we might give them a Bible, but we just let them go. Figure it out on your own. That's what we do. Send them to Sunday school. But I'm going to tell you what, church, this is me included. I ain't talking just to Mountain View. I've done it this morning. But I want you to know that it's our job to nourish them. It's our job to love them in the good times and in the bad. This morning, I'm telling you this morning, because they will. If we don't love them today, Jeff, and we don't realize what we're doing and how bad our words will hurt somebody and how our actions can kill our testimony today, they will miss out on the one ingredient that is needed for them to sustain life today. I know there's some here that maybe there's some not here that maybe were here last year. I don't know. There's probably there's some around our church that were there last year, but they ain't here this year. But you know what? I ain't giving up on them this morning. I'm going to continue to pray for them this morning. And if I ever see them out in public and the door of opportunity opens from the Lord, I'm going to share with them what they're missing. But if it don't, I'm just going to hug their neck and tell them I love them this morning. Because the love of God got put down on the inside of me that night that I got born again. And it makes me want to love everybody this morning. It does. Because of the one ingredient. You say, the one ingredient can do that. Yeah. The one ingredient can give you life. It can sustain your life. It can give you joy when there's nothing but destruction around. It can let you smile when there's nothing to smile about this morning. You say, well, how can that one ingredient do that? I don't know that I can give you the answer, but I can point you to the one that can this morning, and his name's Jesus Christ this morning. So you struggling this morning, trying to figure out, how am I going to make it? Why don't you just come ask the Lord to help you this morning? This ain't just these benches ain't just here for the lost this morning, but they're here that we might be able to have a place to come to talk to the Lord and pour out our heart to Him and let Him know, Lord, I know You saved me, I know You did, but I have failed You, and I just want to move closer and that unto You this morning. You know what? Today, people get born again, and they'll go, and they'll be on fire for a while. This morning, they will. They'll start reading Scripture. They'll start getting in their Bible this morning, and then all of a sudden, the Bible starts collecting dust this morning. It does. I'm going to tell you what, there's been times that I've went through my life and been like, boy, I sure have been to a lot of church services over the time. And then the Lord comes by my way when I feel like giving up. And He might just send somebody by my way and let me know that there's no spot to give up, son. And I'm thankful. I think I said it maybe one night during revival. I don't know. But this will be all right. I'm thankful that nobody let it fall down through time this morning. You say, what are you talking about today? Somebody knew what what they got a hold of today. That's why you're sitting where you're sitting today. Whether you wanted to come, whether you got drunk, or you did it just out of malice in your heart, because somebody won't quit asking you, it doesn't matter, you're here. And then for that, you can thank somebody that's older than you for not giving up and not letting what they had fail this morning. You say fail. The scripture said the Lord will never fail you. I agree that. He won't ever fail you. But you can fail Him. This morning you can. You say, well, I don't reckon I've ever done it. I've been here whenever all the time the doors are open, and that's well and good. This morning I appreciate that. And I appreciate for all the faithful members down through time from here, wherever it is. This morning I just appreciate the faithful members of the church this morning. I am this morning the ones that that maybe felt like quitting, but they never did. This morning I heard something the other day on a talk show or something, and he said when I felt like stopping to run, stop running, I just kept running this morning. He said, because when I realized I was getting tired and fixing to stop, I knew there was a goal and a finish line down the road this morning, and I'm thankful for that. You say, where's the finish line? When you close your eyes in death, that'll be the finish line this morning. But I, and naturally speaking, that is the finish line of your life. But spiritually speaking, there is no finish line this morning. There ain't. You turned the Lord away this morning, and I promise you today, you die lost, and you will be spiritually separated from the Lord for eternity. But you accept the Lord, and you'll have life for eternity. You say, well, when does that start? When I'm 6 foot under? No, it starts the night or the morning, or whenever you die out to sin, and He raises you up in the likeness of His resurrection. After I read, as I read about, you say, what are you talking about, preacher? I read to you there that many that were asleep arose. Who were the ones that were asleep this morning? That's another time for another message. But I'm going to tell you what, this morning, the Lord, I died out to sin. I didn't physically die, but I spiritually died. The Lord came by, gave me what I needed, gave me the one ingredient of life and salvation, and He raised me from the dead this morning. Yeah, He did. And for that, I'm thankful this morning. For that, I can stand before you today. None other than a sinner saved by grace this morning. I'm thankful. You just bear with me. I'm about done, I feel like. But I'm talking to you this morning about one ingredient. About one ingredient this morning. About the Lord. The Lord sent His Son. Can I tell you today, without that, without Him, ain't there a song that says, without Him, I would be nothing? Ain't that the truth this morning? Without the Lord, I would be nothing. I would. This morning, have you ever thought about if Jesus would have never came? I have. I've thought about it today. What type of world would we live in? How would we be trying to make it, live the best we can? But I'm thankful today that the one that Abraham died looking for has made an abode in my life this morning. I don't have to follow this morning by faith. I know what it says in the 11th chapter of Hebrew. It says by faith. But I'm going to be honest with you today. The Lord opened my eyes this morning. It was faith that I took my first step this morning. But when I got born again, I walk by sight because I was once blind, but now I see. Because of salvation, I was once lost, but now I'm saved this morning. I'm found this morning, all because of the one ingredient, Jesus Christ, this morning. Jesus Christ. I'm thankful that they sung that song, My Jesus. I don't know, a lot of y'all seen my little girl, my oldest one. She's rambunctious. She's spunky. She is. But if there's something she enjoys, that's singing gospel songs. And she don't care. She'll sing them anytime, any day of the week. This morning. And I'm not patting myself on the back by no means. But we were sitting there and driving down the road, and she asked to play that song this morning, and she sings it with all she's got, and I'm thankful for it today. If we could all just be like that, be more willing this morning to do what all we can for the Lord this morning. I'm going to tell you what, but she was singing that song, and she don't know. She don't know what it means, but it did my heart good. We looked in the back, and she had her eyes closed singing, but both her hands were raised up this morning. They were. You don't tell me that the Lord can't make an abode in the child this morning. I'm telling you this morning, they started singing that song, and tears started welling up in my eyes, because every time I hear it now, I see my daughter in the rear view just lifting her hands to the Lord. And I hope and pray that that one ingredient finds her heart one day, and she realizes that it wasn't in mom and daddy, because I'm nothing. I really ain't. If you followed me on a daily basis, you'd say, well, he probably just needs to sit in the back of the church. But I'm going to be honest with you today. I feel like you do. But I am thankful today for the Lord this morning. I'm thankful for the one ingredient that he gave me in salvation. He did. It wasn't, as I said earlier, it wasn't no two-step process. I didn't have to go that night and come back and go again the next morning. This morning, I didn't have to go in no room and hope that he was right beside me, that I could confess my sins this morning. But I was able to take it to the one that Elijah called on, who answered by fire. This morning, my God ain't on no journey, and I ain't ever had to cut myself this morning. But you know what I have had to do? I've had to set the altar in order a few times that I might be able to get somewhere with the Lord this morning. I hadn't had to add to. I never have I ever had to add to. And I'm thankful for that this morning. I'm going to say this today, and I'm going to try to bring my remarks to a close. I don't know, but this is upon my heart. It's in the Hebrew, the 6th chapter, the 9th verse, and it says, "But beloved, we are persuaded better things of you, and things that accompany salvation, though we thus speak." Things that accompany salvation. It doesn't say things that add to salvation, but it says things that accompany salvation. Without the one ingredient, you can have nothing to accompany this morning. There's nothing in the world that can accompany you like the things that come from salvation this morning. The things. I believe several years ago at an association, Brother Dwight Scott preached on the things that accompany salvation this morning. I remember it. I think about it often because I have to thank the Lord for the things that he's gave me after I've been born again this morning. And I know maybe what some of you may be thinking this morning. Well, I look around and it seems like the world, the ones in the world never have to struggle and they never have to go through anything, and they got this and they got that. But I'm going to tell you what, You only see a portion of their life. This morning, I don't care if you see it on TV out in public, but anybody can put on a good appearance this morning. I did it for a while when I was running, living in the world. I decided I was going to go on my own. My appearance looked really good. I made sure I was all spiffed up coming in the church house. Anywhere I went, I made sure I was dressed in the right attire. I looked the part. But you know, when I closed my door and I was off by myself, I realized that I was in the wrong. This morning, I realized the one ingredient that had made my life so great for all those years. I had tried to push it away, but there came a time where I couldn't push no more. But I just had to fall on my knees and say, "Lord, help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. I want to feel you again. Lord, can I feel you one more time this morning?" Ain't you glad this morning that there's been a few times? It's not all the time that we just get to cry and shout this morning, but there's been a few times that I've been able to feel the Lord come by my way this morning, and He's put some things that have accompanied my salvation this morning. I'm thankful today. You say, "What things accompany salvation?" There's a lot that accompany it, but I'm going to tell you what the main thing is, and that's love. This morning, you say, "You may disagree with me, and that'll be all right." This morning, but the Bible told us to love our brethren. This morning, that's what He said, to love our brethren this morning. So that means that though we disagree, if you've got the one ingredient, love should abode in your heart this morning. Yeah, it should. I'm going to say this, and I'm going to try to stop, but the Lord just keeps coming by. So you just bear with me for just a minute this morning. But we got a lot of people, and I'll get back to the message, but this come by my way. We got a lot of people today that are looking at us, church, and I'm talking about the church this morning. I'm not talking about Mountain View this morning, because we all have our own problems when inside our each church that's supposed to be kept inside the church. This morning we do, but we got a lot of people today that proclaim to be a part of the church this morning, but they can't even love their brother this morning. How do you expect the world to want what we got if we can't even love our own brethren this morning? I'm going to say there's a lot of people today over the years that have turned their back on ones that they used to love, turned their back on ones that they used to be so close with this morning, all because of disagreements this morning. And I'm just being honest. Y'all know it's the truth this morning. We got a lot of people today that won't even speak to somebody nor shake their hand in public because of some disagreements this morning. But if they had the one ingredient down on the inside and they realized that the Lord told them to love them, and it wasn't of them anyways, they could forgive their brethren and they could love them even though they disagree this morning. And I'm going to say this. You want to know what the biggest disagreements are about? This right here. This right here. I'm just being honest with you. It come by my way and I'm giving it to you this morning. That's the biggest disagreement. All because some people disagree with somebody else this morning. But the last time I checked this morning, ain't nobody made you king, and ain't nobody made you ruler over anybody. But yet you're an heir and a joint heir this morning, serving the one that gave you salvation this morning. So therefore, though you may disagree, you should never, never turn your back on your brothers and sisters in Christ this morning. That's why we don't see no more than what we see in the church house. Because they measure themselves up to the church, and the ones that say they're a part of the church, and the ones that say they got the one ingredient of salvation this morning, but they're living just like the world this morning. They have more hatred than what the world has this morning. Why would the world want to be a part of it this morning? Why would they this morning? I'm going to tell you what. There's been some men over these past couple years that have really, if I would allow them to, they could have really hindered me and really hurt me in my journey with the Lord. They could have. But you know why? When the hurtful things were said, and there's some that still ain't talked to me, there's some that still ain't apologized, but that's okay, because I've done forgave them, because I couldn't go on living for the world or the Lord without going ahead and forgiving them this morning. And maybe one day down the road, our paths will cross, and we can work it all out. But if not, I'm just going to keep serving the Lord, and I'm going to keep preaching what He gives me, and I'm going to keep studying so that I can show myself approved, so that I don't have to go off another man's word and say, well, it was good enough for them in the old days. It ought to be good enough for me. If that was the case, I would have never had to get my own salvation this morning, because it was good enough for mom and daddy. It was good enough for grandma and grandpa. I could have just went with what they had, but I had to get it for myself this morning. It's the same with this book this morning. It is. It's the same with this book this morning. I'm going to say this this morning. A lot of people, you go ask them different things, they'll say, well, I don't know. It was good enough for mama, or it was good enough for daddy, or my daddy stood for this. I'm going to be honest with you today. I bet if I had to bet, you could probably set me and my dad down this morning, and we would probably disagree on some things. That's just how we are, naturally speaking, spiritually speaking. It don't matter. There's things that he thinks is right that I don't, or whatever the case may be this morning. But you know what? Just because I disagree with him, I don't mean I don't love him this morning, because the Lord put a love down on the inside for me to love you this morning, and I want to love you if you'll let me, and even if you don't, I'll still love you this morning. It'll just be a different type of love this morning. You say, what do you mean? Some people let you love them and get close to them. Some people want to keep their distance, and that's okay. You can love them from a distance this morning, because I'm going to say, I've had a lot of people over the years since I announced my calling to preach, they fell by the wayside. They've just left me. Friends I once had, things I once did, people I once hung out with, they just they found out I announced my calling to preach, and they just kind of scattered like little ants running to and fro this morning. But that's okay this morning, because there's been times that they've called me and said, and I asked for some help this morning. And you know what? If I would have showed them hate, When they turned their back on me this morning, you think they'd have called me? But instead, I just kept going. I've kept chugging along this morning and praying for them this morning because I have the one ingredient this morning. I have Jesus Christ this morning living down on the inside this morning. This morning, I think Brother Randy preached to y'all last Sunday night, I believe it was, about the tabernacle of God being with men. Thanks be unto God. This morning, I can feel Him this morning on the inside. I'm going to say today, he said there to His disciples, I believe it was, He said, I'll go prepare a place if I, and I will send the Comforter. What was the Comforter? It was the Spirit this morning that led. Did that not say that Simeon was led by the Spirit this morning? What led you this morning? What come by and talk to you this morning? What flows through our services from time to time? It's the Spirit this morning. But you know what? He said, a kingdom this morning. But you know what that is? A place fully furnished this morning. Are you not fully furnished with the one ingredient that Jesus Christ can give you this morning? It may not be popular preaching. That'll be all right too. I didn't bring you no shouting message. Nothing like that. But you've been born again. You ought to be able to shout, knowing that you've got life, and you've got it more abundantly, thanks be unto God. And you've been able to have the things that have accompanied salvation this morning. Yeah, you have. You ought to be thankful for that this morning. So I'm going to ask you this morning, have you got it? Do you have that one ingredient? Are you still looking all over the world trying to find that one ingredient? Looking to and fro, trying to find something that'll satisfy the hunger of the soul. Don't we all do it? We'll go into the, I said it earlier, we'll go into the cabinets. That don't look good. That don't look good. You know what it is? We got too many options this morning. I can't make a decision this morning. But Jesus Christ made it real easy. There ain't but one way. And there ain't but one Jesus this morning. And there ain't but one God this morning with a capital G that'll lead you and guide you all the days of your life this morning. There ain't but one. You ain't got to choose. You ain't got to get down here and go, well, I think I'll want that one. I'll try that one out. You try the Lord and see if He doesn't satisfy what you're looking for this morning. I appreciate being here. I really do. I don't know. I'm thankful for the prayers, and I guess there was a lot more maybe we could have brought out, but that's the way the Lord would have us go. And I always want to follow the Spirit of the Lord. I told you, I don't want to ever do nothing more or nothing less than what the Lord is allowed us to. And there was a memory, and I don't ever watch myself preach by no means. I can't stand it. Somebody turns it on, I ask them to turn it off, or I go in the next room. I just don't like it. Never have this morning. But there was a memory that popped up, and I clicked on it, I was sitting there going through, and it was one of my buddies' baptizings, and I had the opportunity to preach at it, and I was trying to skip to it and skip to watch him be baptized. It just does my heart good sometimes, and I just kind of stopped for a minute and kind of listened, and the Lord come by and said, ain't you glad you still ain't there? And I just had to say thank you, Lord, for the growth this morning. I did. I'm maybe not as shy as I once was, and the Lord's allowed me from time to time to be able to get loose and maybe go a little further than we did the last time. And I appreciate that. I do. There's not every time that, or every church we preach at or nothing like that, that we can just preach and freely preach. Sometimes it feels like it's a burden. It's a climb this morning. But I appreciate the growth that the Lord has allowed us to grow and the opportunities that He's presented us with and the men still willing to use that, I guess, young preachers, I guess you could say, this morning. I appreciate it. I really do. Because there's a lot of men today that don't really, I guess they just feel like maybe they've got their way and they've got this way. And there's some churches that only let them preach 5 minutes, 10 minutes. They put a time on it. And you can say, yeah, there ain't. I promise you there is. There's some in Adairsville. And it's the same way. Put 5 minute messages. I'd hate to know 5 minutes is all I had with the Lord. But with the Lord, I don't find no time. If I'm right on eternity and eternal life, that's forever. This morning, as long as the Spirit's bidding, there's life and there's an opportunity this morning. And I appreciate it today. I'm done. I really am. Y'all can come get a verse of some song. I just feel like sharing this. I don't know. It did my heart good the other night. And Randy was there the night that Brondi testified about the walls of Jericho, about them going around them 7 times and letting out a shout. I don't know. He said something about it that really struck me, and it really has stayed with me. And I has really just let me keep going, to be honest with you. He said, well, we might just be on the third day, or maybe we're on the seventh day making our last trip around. You just keep going around them. You just keep preaching to them. Keep teaching them. The walls will fall. And he said, when the walls fall, that's the time to enter in. When their walls fall, they'll know it. They'll know it. There's some around the church that people want to say, well, they're lost. But I'm going to tell you what, they ain't lost till the Lord comes by. I don't care how old they are. They ain't no age. We do. I've heard it my whole life, 12, whatever. Whatever you want to say the age is, but last time I checked, there ain't no age. That's why you can look, and there ain't no certain day. They sung the Days of the Week song, and everybody stood up on a certain day. And I bet if you asked them, you could ask them what time it was. It was probably a different time. Every one of them, even if they stood up on the same day, there was some young, some old. Some got saved when they were 20. Some got saved when they were younger. But I'm going to be honest with you today. But when the Lord comes by your way, you'll realize what you're missing. But until then, don't let anybody tell you otherwise. Don't let anybody tell you, well, you ought to already have it, or the Lord already ought to spoke to you. No, you wait upon the Lord. And when He calls, you'll know His voice this morning. You will. I appreciate being here. Y'all go ahead.